There are a few different asks in our comments, and the first is requesting that the U.S. Department of Agriculture work with FDA to take appropriate immediate enforcement action against improperly labeled imitation products. So in looking at the petition, one of the reasons why we don't believe that just defining and creating a new standard of identity for beef is enough is because if you look at what's happened with the dairy industry, any product that's regulated under FDA has a whole host of rules that are separate to what happens at USDA, and FDA has turned a blind eye to improperly labeled imitation products for quite some time now. The dairy industry first engaged with FDA on soy milk and almond milk back in the early 2000s, I think their first letter that they sent to FDA was in 2001. 17 years later, those products have yet to change their labels. They are still on the market. So we are asking USDA to engage and intervene on our behalf because USDA has always been a longstanding champion of agriculture, and we believe that they're in the best position to influence FDA in an appropriate manner. You know, we have no problem with a black bean burger because it says it's a black bean burger. You know, the Boca burger, their product labeling for years now has very clearly signified the fact that it's an alternative that's plant-based. The new companies that we're seeing and the new products that have started to enter the market, they're really inching closer to that line of being misbranded and to misleading the consumer. You know, it's great that a product can bleed and sizzle like real beef, but at the end of the day, it's not real beef. It's packaged similar. Similarly, perhaps the product labels on that package are quite confusing unless you're looking closely. And so really, we just want imitation products to be labeled in a way that's clearly stating the fact that they're alternatives. They're intended to be alternatives. They're not real beef. They're not real beef products. And when you're a mom in the grocery store rushing home to make dinner, you know, you want to see a clear product label. You don't want to grab the first thing and then end up getting home and seeing you picked out a plant burger when you wanted a beef burger.
Beck says the second part of their comment states NCBA wants USDA's FSIS to have jurisdiction over this instead of FDA. And there are a number of reasons why.
First, if you look at what's happened with dairy products at FDA, that is a perfect example of why we don't want these lab-grown meat products to be under FDA jurisdiction. If they're allowed to be regulated under FDA, they'll be allowed to call themselves clean meat and will have lost the battle. It is imperative that these products, as they're grown in a lab and make their way to the market after, you know, reaching commercial scale, are labeled in a way that is legally and scientifically defensible and is not derogatory to traditional beef products in any way whatsoever. Beyond that, I think it's really important that any product competes on an even playing field. It is a perishable product, regardless of whether or not, you know, we believe it's really meat or beef. It is meant to mimic a meat product and will have all of the same susceptibilities to foodborne pathogens that traditional meat products do. And so in terms of protecting consumer health, it's really important that these products, they adhere to the same set of stringent food safety standards as traditional meat and beef products.
The NCBA has filed their comments, and Beck explains what is next in this process.
Well, next in the bureaucratic labyrinth, I believe USDA will have to take the petition, read all of the comments that they've received, and then determine whether or not they want to move forward with action. As a good reminder, you know, the week that that petition was submitted, FSIS formally responded to a petition it had received in October of 2014. So USDA is under no legal obligation to respond in a timely manner. Nor would I believe it's a safe assumption that they will be responding or taking any action in a timely manner. We'll probably see a farm bill passed and enacted into law before that happens, and the path forward for the farm bill is bumpy at best. We have a few things in the works. We've got a great strategy mapped out. We're not quite ready to talk about it just yet, but we will be unveiling a number of different actions over the coming months in protection of the term beef and, more importantly, protecting, you know, our beef producers here in the United States.